So Emily is showing more athletic ability. Did she just beat you in a war?
No, I won.
Oh, you won.
I won.
Okay.
She took the challenge there.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't have our elbows on the table either.
It's illegal.
She went at me, though.
Yeah.
But I won.
No fear.
Yeah.
She hopped right in there, ready to go.
Whenever I see DeMarco, he always chest butts me, too. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's
street fight. Let's go.
She did it to my sister, too, at the Mandy's. It was great.
Yes.
You are where getting ready for this today, DeMarco? Al and I have been talking about this game for the last 3 hours. And we've talked about what we expect. What are your expectations for this thing tonight?
Somebody asked Steve Mason, am I proud to be on the team or am I proud of Team Mason?
Yeah.
I didn't answer because I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if I'm proud of this team. I know I'm proud to play. I hope the rest of my teammates bring it so I can
be proud of
them. I'm
getting more and
more
scared of him for tonight.
You know what I mean? Like, let's see what's up. You know, we're about to play.
Who do you have high hopes for on our squad? On our squad. So it's you, it's me, it's Taylor, it's Mason, it is Funchess. We've got
Funchess. I can't wait to see.
Brady is on there.
I'm Matt. Curious about Momo pitching.
She just had a baby.
I know.
Yeah.
And we talked to her yesterday about I'm just curious about the pitch.
What did she say? What was her self-scouting report was what?
She's probably listening, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I just heard some concern. Like, there was some – I never heard that out of her before. Like, you know, she's so confident. But it was just like I may be a little bit worried. But Amanda's worried about pitching. So everybody's worried about pitching.
Well, it's softball. We just have to kind of throw it up there over the plate, right? It's not like you got to have stuff. We just got to kind of get it over the plate.
There's an 80% chance somebody's not hitting it back anyway. So
exactly.
Right.
Either way, you're actually in great shape.
Yeah. Didn't Cap get smoked last night?
Yeah,
he
Cap
took one kind of off right here.
Yeah. He's got an injury
not a lot of meat right there.
I can't wait to see him. Is he limping already?
I haven't seen him yet
today. I can't wait to see
him. I'd come in a wheelchair, 100%.
That was a tasty little
Paul Pierce. You'd come in, Paul Pierce it up, and then go out there and tear it up.
And then when I get off the wheelchair, I want everybody to stand up like, look what he's doing. Yeah.
So we got the two third basemen here. We got Bergman and we got Farr.
Yeah.
Are you on third base?
Same thing. I'm on third base. Yeah.
Oh, competition. I like
this. This is not a good thing for me. I am very tired now after just hitting like 5 pitches.
Oh, you hit in the cage?
I went in the cage for a little bit. The ball was kind of all over the place.
Okay.
It was not even.
Did you put your bat on the ball?
Yes. Yes, okay. But not always great.
You're
got
very
to
hold
a couple.
Did you?
But
how many swings did you take? 600?
Well, it took a little while, and I was in the sun for a long time. I'm tired now.
He's breathing hard.
It's
you're tired.
It is not. It's not warm.
Did you bunt?
Hot.
Did you bunt at all?
I try to focus on being my best slee that I could be.
Yeah, just got laid down third base.
Just laid down third baseline.
Yep.
Yep. What are
a lot of pulling a lot.
Oh, you're yeah, oh,
a
you're a
pull
hitter.
Pull hitter.
It's
sure.
So that's the thing, right? DeMarco, you said you coach softball, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really hard to wait in slow pitch softball. Like fast pitch softball, it's a little more like baseball. But you have to wait and wait and wait and wait. The vast majority of the balls, most of the people are right handed, they're going to the left side of the infield. They're coming your way.
Well, I asked him yesterday. I asked Clinton Yates. Is there an ump?
Yes.
Because the pressure's not on us. It's on him. He's got to throw a strike. You know what I mean? Or I'll just take the walk.
But nobody wants to walk. Get out of here.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is what Team Mace is about. This is what Team Mace is about.
Trying to get a W. Walking.
Trying to win.
We're trying
to win.
No. You're trying to walk around the bases.
You have to throw strikes to me.
Yeah.
By the way,
you throw something inside, I might lean a little bit.
DeMarco.
I get hit in the elbow. I'm not at first. Tell me I'm not at first.
I wouldn't take the, you know, the my pitch.
Slee, you can't be okay with this, Slee.
I like that. He's trying to win.
So here's how this has changed. This is how the tournament.
Last I checked, four balls. I'm on first.
Of the last 30 or 40 seconds. Let's go back to when you and I and Emily were in the press box after the Rams win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Not a bad moment, right? Not a bad moment. Everybody's super excited. We're celebrating a Rams Super Bowl victory. It's amazing. And we finished the post-game show, and Doty's loading up his cart, and all of a sudden we realize, we're kind of stuck inside SoFi Stadium. Like, there's everybody's gone. We're like the last people inside the stadium. And so Doty's got all of his gear, right?
Yeah.
And we need to get all of this gear to one of the shuttles.
At least 500 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds?
At least.
Yeah.
How far was that wide?
My God.
It was at least a half a mile, maybe further.
I was going to say at least a mile.
Okay, it might have been.
We had to go, the trek that we had to go, back and forth.
So the reason I bring this up is DeMarco, who is a high school state champion in football.
Yes.
A national champion in college football.
Yes.
And a Super Bowl champion with the Rams.
Yes.
Okay, so he has won.
That's a pretty good resume.
That's a pretty good resume.
Not bad,
right?
Damn good resume.
You can give it up.
Yeah, give it to Marco.
That's pretty darn good. Okay.
Wait, you haven't heard the end of the story.
Tell it again.
So we are you could have easily been the, hey, you were the guy pushing the cart. You and I and Doty, we pushed this cart a while. We got sweaty. We got dirty. And I said to you, Al, a couple of days afterwards, I said, hey, I want to tell you a story about DeMarco Farr, because this guy was in the middle of it doing all this stuff. It was wonderful. And you, who I hold in very high regard, went even higher because of your selfishness or selflessness and your ability to help. And then you just said you're trying to walk in the damn softball.
Oh, thank you. Good, good. Thank you. Thank you, Trav.
How in the world did we get here? Like, I like DeMarco Farr is my guy. He said all these things. He's away. And then, like, I'm taking the walk. What's the matter with
I'm taking the walk. I'm trying to get on base.
Let me tell you, this is a celebrity softball game.
Wait a minute.
Celebrity softball game.
Don't you guys clap when the Dodgers take a walk? Right?
Hold on. Max Muncy's trying to get on base. Can't get a hit.
Hey, look, there's a bunch of people here. Do you want to see DeMarco Farr walk?
Of course you do.
No.
Listen to that overwhelming audience.
That's not going to work. No, that's not going to work.
That's going to motivate him even more.
Get out of here.
I will pimp that walk, too.
Listen, I don't know what kind of high regard he holds you.
Yeah.
But you are here for me.
Thank you.
Now that I know that you want to walk, now you're up here for me.
Thank you. Trying to win.
So much respect.
I'm disappointed in you, too.
So, Greg, not right now, bro. So much respect.
So this family over here, DeMarco, they've got their beautiful little girl out here in the stroller, and they're walking around. Do you think they're going to go home at the end of the night tonight and say, hey, I went out and watched Celebrity Softball, 710 ESPN. You're not going to believe it.
DeMarco ran the count.
DeMarco Farr drew a walk.
Look at that average. Look at that. And guess what? His team won. Absolutely.
No, he's not doing it.
No, they're going to say the guys that did something to make the team
we
win.
We need your bat. We need you. Look, I could be wrong, and you and I give each
you
other.
You put one in the strike zone, I'm swinging.
I just feel like you and me are not Ricky Henderson.
No.
Okay, we've got a little more, I don't know. I was going to say Shohei, but he's real fast. That's a bad example.
Yeah.
Move on.
Much better. Thank you. Like a little boomer bust.
Not very fast.
Okay. Boomer bust.
I'm swinging for the fences, but.
Adam Dunn.
You got to pitch.
Adam Dunn might
right.
be the
I'm not Chase.
Example. Mark Reynolds. Yeah. There's a bunch of.
Strikeout home run.
Yeah. So, all right. I think we're in much better shape than I thought. Do you really think we're going to win? Because when the lineups first came out, I was skeptical.
I think the pressure's on them.
For sure.
I really do. I think the pressure's on them. And it's going to be – you know, what happens when they start to fail? We're going to see what type of team they are.
Be at your best when your best is required.
Absolutely.
No, here's the question. What happens –
when we're ahead by two runs,
if stuff if stuff go bad, I just want to know Clinton's reaction. Because Clinton was trying to downplay – how he feels now. We thought we were hyping it up. Clinton's going to get angry at everybody. Then he's like, guys, I'm not coming. I'm not at Dick's getting cleats right now. I have a feeling we're down
Greg,
4-2.
He's trying to reel it back a little.
We're down 4-2. I think Clinton's going to be chewing me out, and I'm going to probably be sitting there. I don't even know what that means in softball.
Wait until
you're
going to
get Sean McVay out here for sure.
Wait until there's a big out needed, and it gets hit towards Greg, and he drops it. Wait until Clinton.
Why am I dropping it?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Wait until somebody makes a mistake when they really need it. Then we're going to see what type of team they are. See?
Damn, that's like real sports
Absolutely.
Talk.
I think we're all going to have fun and we're going to have a great time. Clinton is going to be in our face. What is wrong with you?
Yep.
How dare you?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
Wesley.
All right. You want to win. You've established.
Of course, yeah.
What is Mace going to do in that situation?
Where's Mace, by the way?
Well, hold on. We'll talk about Mace in a second. He's on his way.
That's always the X factor.
Let's say we're down a run.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we know who's the home team? Who's the visiting team, Berg?
Yeah, you guys are the home team.
We're the home team. Okay, so we're the home team. We're down a run.
Team Cappy comes up first.
Okay.
Scores first.
So
put you on your heels.
We are down a run going into the last inning. You're at second base. There is a base hit into the outfield.
That catcher better get ready.
Damn.
That catcher better get
ready. Full bore.
You beat me to it. So is it just the mere fact that they're going to hear you coming down the line, like, here, you can have it. I'm not getting in the way of this. Or are you going to get in there? Are you going to slide? Or are you going to put somebody? Yeah, Emily's the catcher.
Ask Emily. She's the catcher.
It depends on where she's standing. You know? She's got to make the choice, not me.
She's standing up the third baseline.
What are you going to do, Emily? Emily, what are you going to do when DeMarco is charging down the line?
I'll stand up to anybody.
Yeah.
I
got it.
Yeah. That's Team Cappy right there.
Okay.
Get your cameras ready.
who produces the show on Monday after we do her funeral?
I mean, apparently it'll probably be.
Yeah, because that would be a very likely outcome.
Berg is then on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
No, it would probably go to 7 at that point. I might as well just stick around.
Yeah, right. Do not knock all three of them out. Where's Mason? What's going on?
He was in some bad traffic.
Not a good sign, I think, for their team right out the gate.
Are you ready to do the show with DeMarco
me and DeMarco going to have a great show.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
What are you guys going to talk about?
We're talking about koi fish. koi fish. Yeah.
Yeah. We can talk about
koi
fish.
We had a great conversation
about
koi fish.
We did have a good conversation.
What was the conversation?
I did not know about koi fish. They swim up a waterfall and turn into dragons.
Yes.
Did you know that? Did anybody know that?
I've only seen them in Benihana.
Right.
Out front of Benihana. That's the only place I've ever really. I've never seen them near a waterfall. I did not know that.
You ever been to the Commons in Calabasas? They have koi fish.
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
It's very beautiful.
How did that conversation come up?
Because I have a koi fish on my arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got the mic on one arm. I've seen that before.
I got a mic over there.
And then I saw the koi fish, and he told me about
the
koi
fish. And then the turtles, right, on your shin?
Yep, I have turtles on the back of my leg.
I got one little tiny mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, don't ask me what it means.
And he said it hurt. You see the size of that?
The
size of him?
See?
He said it hurt.
You didn't have to put that part out there.
I don't have that, DeMarco, but I have something similar to that on my back. And I just
He's got a dragon. The dragon goes from here.
You have a dragon.
All the way down.
One wing comes right out here, and the other one comes right out on my left arm.
Yeah, I like it.
Got it side to side.
He told me the story of the koi fish, and I said, being me, like, it does what? It travels.
It goes up the waterfall, and when it gets to the top of the waterfall, it turns into a dragon and flies away.
And what did I ask you?
What happens to the dragon afterwards?
Seems like a pretty good question.
I don't know the answer to
Fair
that
question.
One. You know,
it Fair
has
question.
Some babies.
Huh? Are you ready to do your wiffle ball thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to get tired. Like, this guy took 9 at-bats, and
tired.
Then he came here breathing hard. You do what, 6 to 6:30? Like, how many pitches are you going?
Yeah, I think that's about what we're doing. Maybe 6 to 6:30. It's wiffle ball. It's not like I'm throwing 90 miles an hour and trying to get people out. I'm throwing batting practice. They're trying to hit home runs, right? The key to home run derby when they do it on Monday at Dodger Stadium, right? The guy's got to hit home
dirty
runs,
slider.
But the guy that can just groove that ball over and over and over again, that's the key to home run derby. I'm your guy. I give up a lot of home runs.
Can you imagine that home run derby pitcher throwing breaking balls? What are you doing?
So
trying to get you out.
Mike Piazza, when I worked for Rome, used to come on with us quite a bit. And he participated, I want to say it was in Philly or Pittsburgh or somewhere over there. And he did not do well in home run derby. He struggled.
Did he hit one?
Yeah, he didn't hit very many.
Yeah.
Do you remember the event I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes on the show a couple of days later. We're like, dude, what the heck was that? You're Mike Piazza, one of the greatest offensive catchers of all time. He goes, bro. The guy was throwing me cutters. I don't think that's what
was just breaking.
Did
right
he
there.
Choose his own pitcher?
Back in the time, you could, but they would also like provide the probably the pitching coach or the batting coach for whoever's the host team. But it's like, bro, they were throwing me cutters.
Got
to
be
no
pressure.
Chance.
Got to be pressure for those guys.
What are you going to do for the next few hours before you have to be back?
Want to hang out on the show with us? Mace isn't here yet.
Go see
Love
and Thunder.
There he is.
Hey, Mason!
Yeah. So, Mace, we're going to do this one last time because I don't know if you got a chance to hear it on your way in.
I was listening the entire time.
Okay,
great
good.
Show.
Good.
Great show.
Thank you, Mace. So, here's the deal.
We're going to lose on this one.
One last time for everybody that is here in West Covina with us, and keep coming. Keep coming out. The City of West Covina Sportsplex, Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Mason and Ireland's coming up next. Sedano and Cap. Then we have the Wiffle Ball Bash and then the Celebrity Game. Team Mason and Team Cappy.
Let's go.
If you are a Team Cappy person, let me hear from you.
Let's go. Team Cap. Team Cap.
Yeah, there's a few.
I heard 6 people.
Let's hear it for Team Mace.
There we go.
Right? I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, well, really good.
We are visitors.
Really good.
We are also visitors in this game, so we are just kind of – we're against everybody else, so we're just going to approach it that way.
And by the way, DeMarco, you work that count. You work that
you.
Count.
Absolutely.
You get on base. We want traffic on the base
path. See, we're trying to win.
There you go.
You.
I don't know. So are you going to do any last-minute lineup changes, Mace? Do you have anything that's going on for you, or are we just going to roll it straight out the way that you laid it out a couple of days ago?
Lineup, it stands.
Okay.
Lineup stands. You're batting cleanup. First base. I hear you talking yourself down.
I play first base fine.
I got to believe you can hit.
I got to believe.
He'll hit.
Yeah, I got to believe that I don't. I'll be fine at first base. I can catch a fly ball. I can do that stuff. Pitchers are actually pretty good outfielders because they shag a lot.
Right.
But I'm just
Bergman's going to be tragic at third base. Everybody is going to hit the ball to third base.
Look at how long that throw is.
I know. That's a hell of a long throw.
That is an incredibly long throw to try to get that thing all the way across the diamond without a bounce.
I have more faith in Bergman I have less faith in Bergman as a third baseman as I do DeMarco.
No, DeMarco's going to.
DeMarco's going to be great.
We're going to have fun.
Is absolutely DeMarco's
got.
By the way, almost rolled my ankle walking up the hill here.
Oh, that's a good sign. Wow.
What's the deal with Cappy? What the hell?
Well, hold on a second. You're giving Cappy a hard time, who was out there and got hit by a batter, but you tripped on nothing.
Well, there was a cord or something, a wire maybe.
Yeah, well,
banana peel.
Left, right,
something
left,
like
right,
that. Yeah,
left.
I know. I get the rhythm.
We've talked about this, that I think the running of the bases is where the real danger is going to present itself.
I agree. I intend to, you know what? I got a slide in me. I got one good slide.
On purpose or like just you start stumbling and you're like, now I'm going to turn this into a slide.
On purpose, repeat the mace plant if I can.
Head first, feet first.
Head first.
Oh, my God.
Head first.
Ow.
Belly flop.
You're gonna need Bergman.
3 minutes away
to go on Monday when you're getting your face put back together. Because here's what happens. If you don't have enough speed, you're going to hit like a javelin. It's going to go, you're not going to slide at all. Your feet are going to come up in the air and slam back down. So just be careful.
Did you say there's a hospital 3 minutes away?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Dr. Clapper here.
Yes.
He's on our team.
I don't want to see the air splint make an appearance tonight.
Maybe you can go straight to Cedars-Sinai.
Bring the paddles. Make sure you got them in the car.
If we get out of here with no air splints and paddles, we're good. We have absolutely succeeded. So before you guys get started, anything else that I need to know about our team tonight?
You know, the key word is fun.
Yes, sir.
Fun.
There you go.
Yeah, the key word is fun. I mean, we're out here to screw around. Nobody is a professional softball player except apparently Clinton Yates, who is the most – I heard you talking about – he is so dead serious about
this. He's trying to roll it back.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. Now he's like, I'm just here for the fun. No, yeah. Clinton Yates is here
Once
to win.
Once you've gone that far, you can't roll it back. You can roll it forward a little bit.
Odds of a Clinton Yates strikeout.
Zero.
Yeah, I think it's zero.
What do you think of that sign, just real quick?
Which one?
Is that appropriate for you?
No blunts.
No.
No bunts, just blunts. Oh, I love that sign.
Yeah. So you're offering a bounty for the best
Over
Morales
here.
Sign.
Hey, Mace, Oreos for a wiffle ball entry.
What do you think?
Ooh, oh, they're double stuff.
Double,
come on.
Stuff.
You're in.
Double stuff.
You're in.
There you go. Oh, he's got a whole sleeve.
Wiffle ball answer. You're in. You're in.
So just to tie
All
this
I
together,
took some cookies.
A blunt and Oreos. That's
they
the,
go together,
that's the two signs so far.
They go together. Now, the anti-Morales signs.
There's a bounty, right?
There's a bounty. $100 on a good anti-Morales sign.
And Chris doubled you up. He's giving you $201 for the best anti-Mace sign.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
We'll find out where the sentiments lie.
All right, we'll see you in a few hours. We come back. Team Mace.
Are you going to the cage?
I don't go to. I don't hit.
We've talked about this. You're not even
going to
try.
I can only make it worse.
Got it.
I like it.
Only make it worse.
I like
Mason
it.
In Ireland coming up next. Get out here. City of West Covina at the Sportsplex Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Thank you to everybody that has come out here nice and early. Spend the entire day out here with us all day. The game starts at 7 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow. See you Monday, Slee.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. 7-10 All-Star Friday night, the city of West Covina. Here we go.
Yeah.
Mace is so excited that it's a live imaging Friday. Mace, where were you? You were a little late.
You know, the tan is not a friend of mine.
No,
it's not
be
a friend
honest.
Of mine. What?
This was what we were talking about. You have to hit 2100 South Azusa Avenue to the navigation.
So it took me to a shopping center.
That's where Slee and I were at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I was at the shopping center this morning.
Did you pick anything up?
Did not pick anything up. I could not figure – I could see this thing up here, but I couldn't figure out how to get to this
thing. But you got here.
But I made it.
Now I see one Go May sign. You have challenged your listeners for $100.
Yes.
For the best anti-Morales sign.
Yes.
You feel confident?
I do.
I'll pay $200 for an anti-May sign. A good one.
People won't do that.
You don't think they'll go against
you? Wouldn't sell me. They wouldn't sell me out for money.
I think Corporate Greg would, actually.
I'm on Corporate Greg, exactly.
Let's get it rolling, Mason and Ireland. Friday afternoon, right now.
People, thank you very much for being out here at the West Covina Sportsplex. Filling in for Ireland today is DeMarco Farr, my third baseman. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Ready to play.
Ready to play.
Excited. Excited. I was worried about you, man.
You never were. I just late. That's the first time I've been late for a show in a really long time.
I told Greg on the way over, that's the most amount of freeways I think I hit in one trip.
Oh, it was busy out here.
Yeah,
it was busy out here. Yeah.
There's some truckers that don't like me, so I was really worried about you out there.
But you made it.
I did.
And you made it early.
I
heard you at like 11 o'clock, I think.
I was late yesterday, early today.
Early today.
That's playing for the tie.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Bergman, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I was just down in the cage for a little bit.
Yeah.
It is hot, man.
Yeah, I heard you're kind of weakened.
I'm not in a good spot right now. I'm a little tired.
See, I'm not going to spend a lot of time in the cage. I just want to get a little rhythm.
Figure it out.
I played some Pepper.
Yeah.
Momo's going to play Pepper with us a little bit later.
Perfect.
She's
Mace,
on our team,
by
the way. We're going to play Pepper. Yes, Warren.
In case you're wondering, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, too. Thank you.
Glad to hear it, Jorge. Yeah. Glad to hear
you, Jorge.
Jorge, you'll be out here, though.
Yeah. I'll be out there.
Yeah, Jorge is going to play for Team Cappy. What's the deal with Cappy and an injury?
But first of all, Jorge, have you gone to a cage at all or done anything baseball-wise in the last week?
Nah, for what? Nah, I'm good.
For the game today.
We'll be fine. It'll be okay.
Yeah. No, we'll think Jorge will be okay. Now, Jorge, you've got baseball in the family, right?
Yeah. My 16-year-old brother plays, so like I practice with them often here and there. So I'm okay. I'll be all right.
Jorge's going to be good. Jorge's
I have no worries.
I think you at third base is going to be very entertaining.
Why is it entertaining? That's why you stuck yourself in right field.
You didn't grow up playing baseball.
I grew up playing t-ball.
T-ball and then hockey.
Yeah, and then hockey. Yeah.
That's weird to me in California.
Why is that weird?
Because I thought everyone in the state grew up playing baseball.
I mean, there was a little bit, but I didn't really like playing baseball. I like watching baseball.
I did grow up playing baseball.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, played growing up, and I was reasonably good.
Fun, right?
Yeah, reasonably good.
Which is why I kind of agree. You at third base might be a little fun.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the throw. That's not an easy throw.
That is a long throw to first.
I might roll it. I might just throw it really high in the air and hope it just lands.
Where are you playing, Jorge?
On the field somewhere. I don't know.
On the field somewhere.
Probably in the outfield.
He's locked in.
He's got speed with
Jorge
Mario back
locked
out
in.
Who's on first for you guys?
On first is Kirk.
I'm playing right field, so I'm going to run like Sammy Sosa from the dugout to my spot. You'll see.
Smart, good athlete.
Kirk may be an intentional walk. We may just put him
Are you really going to do that? You know, so you're going to try and intentionally walk Kirk. DeMarco's going to walk himself because he doesn't want to
He's going to work the count. Only swing at strikes.
I'm waiting for my pitch.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to leave here today and be like, oh, I can't wait to see what Kirk and DeMarco do.
No, wait a minute.
They're going to walk.
No, this is on Kaplan. He's supposed to throw strikes. It's completely on Kaplan.
If he doesn't
throw strikes, DeMarco should not swing.
Thank you, Mace.
Brady Cates, one of our designated hitter. Brady Cates.
Look, he's a Cates Jr. He's not even Cates. Cates Jr.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
How does that make you feel, having a junior?
Actually, really good. Really good about our chances.
But what are we going to do about Cappy? Because now Cappy's hurt. He's injured.
What is the real injury with Cappy?
No, did you see it? It's real.
That doesn't look good. Yeah, that's a bad spot to have.
Did he put it on social media?
Yeah, he put it on social media. Yes. Not the actual thing. He just showed his leg. He had a line drive get hit him in the shin on the bone, and it immediately bruised up. So there was blue bruise immediately.
You guys follow MMA?
Same
thing that happens on the low kick to the calf. It shuts your foot down. So that's going to hurt.
Yeah, what is he going to do? I mean, he honestly thinks
he can't pitch. I mean, Ramona just gave birth 6 weeks ago. She's going to pitch.
She's probably.
Telling me that Cappy with a knock in the knee is out?
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Cappy. I hope he can still do it. I think he can muscle through it.
I think he might be in pain.
I think he's going to be in pain too. I don't know if he's going to be able to walk. when you see, like, if you get, you've had that happen.
Absolutely.
You, can you walk the next day?
I can't wait to see him walk up. I'm really.
He's got this iced up, for real.
That's going to hurt. That's,
so we talked about it. I think we're going to move Emily. If he can't play, we put him at catcher. Emily will move to another position. It just depends on where she
pitcher?
Is comfortable
who's
playing.
Who's your pitcher?
Well, it's Cappy. So the, I mean, it's not
yeah,
Cappy.
Yeah, so who are you going to go
it's
to?
It's either going
to
be me. Maybe it'll be Emily. Emily could pitch.
Yeah. Oh, Emily, but, sure.
I mean, I'm not the, I'm
throw
not the captain
though.
Here.
That's the thing. Got to throw strikes.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So whoever can get the ball over the plate, that's who will be the pitcher.
Final score, DeMarco. I'm thinking we're both teams are going to get in the 20s.
I see that. I was
23-21.
I was going to say 14
something
10.
Like that.
14-10, but 20-24.
We are going to score a lot.
You think so? Okay.
The field is filled with defensive liabilities.
It's going to be fun watching
literally
guys
is.
Walk.
Defensive liabilities everywhere.
I think everybody should be forced to swing at least 3 pitches per at-bat.
Even if it's a ball?
I mean, wow. You've gotta,
come on.
Move around,
man,
move around the plate. Let
that is
no,
stupid.
Walk around. Do
then
what you got to do.
Pitch. I'll strike you out. You're forced to swing, right?
By the way, I think
look,
Kaplan.
We want to see
think,
some action.
I think Kaplan, this is a fake injury.
No, that's not it. There's more.
He's putting ice on nothing.
No, there's another picture where he's actually. You can see the bruise. Let me see if I can find it for you.
I have dealt all week long with this strawberry on my knee. Are you kidding me?
That's a tasty looking thing.
Too bad.
Yeah,
that is. That's a
You're
real strawberry. Why'd you do
so
that?
Soft.
Listen to that. There you go.
Come
Jorge.
At
tell
me,
again.
Jorge. I'll tell you what. Tonight, Jorge, you're going down tonight.
All right, we'll see.
You and Team Cappy going down.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. You can watch it here.
Okay, this is the injury of Cappy. Gotta, all right.
You can see there is. This is right after it happens. You can see the bruise. I don't know what you're doing to my phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all.
He just hacked.
Hey, you relax.
I think it's all that. So I don't even know. What are you thinking today? We're just out here screwing around for the most part,
having fun. Yeah. I mean, look. I guess the Clinton Yates got me all pumped up. He seems serious. If we're gonna play, let's play.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have fun.
Real.
Let's have fun.
He
you know what I mean?
Real.
Yeah, I just worry about that.
And Bergman's all worn out from hitting the batting cage.
Tired, man. But you know,
we
get to see people put their money where their mouth is.
It's true.
Sports talk, they talk about sports. Let's see some action.
There's no official wager between Go Rams. There is no official wager between Team Cappy and Team Mace.
We should make one.
Then what's
what
the belt for down
wager there? Be? The belt is the belt. Let's actually come up with some sort of embarrassment bet.
Well,
or something that everybody's got to do if you're on the losing team. What are we?
Is it everybody?
No, Mace. We haven't played together. I don't know what our team's about yet. Come on, El.
So what if it's just between you and Cappy? You're the captain. So
sure. Yeah, between me and Cappy. That's good.
Okay,
that's good.
So how about this?
Me versus Cappy.
You versus Cappy. Whichever team loses, that host has to do 6 hours straight.
Ooh.
Oh, that sucks.
That's something to do.
You're making it real now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's fun that way.
6 hours.
Yeah, so you do your show and Kaplan's with Shidano.
And then the other way it's...
It's Kaplan will do it with Ireland and Shidano.
What do you think?
It's on you, man.
Morales, you're the bit master.
What do you think of this? Morales? 6 hour shift.
You don't like it?
Morales, less Mace, the better. The less Mace, the better.
Like
that's
what do you
want to
do, then? There's a microphone right here. You're just walking away?
What is the heat?
CMM.
I love this.
My name is CMM.
Yes.
I'm Chris Morales, CMM Spectrum. What are you doing?
What's your jersey say?
Venice Mace.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
No, well, this says Kershaw.
This says Kershaw, my official jersey, which I will change into.
So what's
says,
the bet? 6 hours?
Yeah, the losing host has to do the other person's show for a day.
So Mace is going to have – that's nice. Why 23?
23 is my lucky number.
Is it?
Yeah, it's also used to be LeBron's number.
You were supposed to say Jordan, but that's
it. I'm a LeBron guy.
Do you really want Mace on the air 6 hours straight?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be great.
Do the listeners need to put up with that? I mean, that's kind of mean.
Well, Kaplan just texted me. He said, I think the bet should be between Beto and CY.
Instead of Kaplan texting about bits.
Oh, Beto and CY.
Even better.
They are the
serious people about this.
I think Beto's teasing a little bit. Clinton is serious. Clinton, this is like the World Series for him. But
I concur with that.
Can he text a picture of his leg?
Yeah,
can we get an update on the leg?
Get a leg update picture. From Kaplan. It would be certainly very disappointing if he didn't play. I think he's going to play.
He's going to play.
No,
I think it's all fake. It's all fake.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
I just don't know what he's going to have left.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what. We're going to do some show today on top of the 7-10 softball
game. Wait, the show didn't start yet?
This is the show, but we're going to do like
real show.
Like some stuff.
Okay, I got you.
You know, like last night. Dodgers on a tear now. Yeah. They won 13 out of 15.
Wow.
And they look fantastic going into the All-Star break. We are in great shape. People very – I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I ever, you know, got worried about it. But Travis and Sliwa were very worried about the Dodgers at one point. I was never worried. I am not worried. I feel like this is a really good season for us. Once you get to the playoffs, it's a crapshoot, but we're going to be in the crapshoot, which is a great a great spot to be.
Define worried. What does that mean? Worried.
The Dodgers are great, but they're not as great as they thought they were going to be. No, they've won 13 out of 15.
They're good.
Yeah.
You have to worry about the Dodgers.
Absolutely. I worry about their starting pitching depth. I worry about Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson being able to do in the second half of the season what they did in the first half of the season. But we will get Dustin May back, and we will get Walker Buehler back, and that's going to solidify things a lot. I feel like this year, and actually Travis and Slee were talking about this, last year we played to the tape, right? We went right to the finish with the Giants and kind of gassed ourselves, especially our pitching staff. This year, with a big lead, I think it's 9.5 over San Diego, with a big lead, I think it's going to be a very comfortable finish, and we're not going to have to push everybody down the stretch.
I hope so. I mean, there's one thing that keeps coming up when you talk about teams as good as the Dodgers is injuries. Bullpen.
Right.
Have you figured out the back end of the bullpen yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think, they went to Craig Kimbrell last night. Bergman yesterday professed.
I was hoping.
Evan Phillips was taking over as the closer, and last night they go Evan Phillips in the eighth and Craig Kimbrell in the ninth.
So Joe Davis.
Yeah.
Joe Davis in the ninth did say that Kimbrell had to pitch the day before. It was part of his regimen. He had to pitch that day, and there was an opportunity that he was not going to pitch in the ninth, so they put him in the eighth.
Well, and it wasn't a save. That was the game before.
Yeah, the game before.
Last night was not a save situation.
No, it was four. It was four.
Very low leverage spot.
Right. There was two low leverage spots. We might see Evan Phillips up there.
Yeah.
We've been saying this before. Where do you think this is headed with Kimbrell?
I think he figures it out.
And becomes your closer?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I have faith that Kimbrell, he's done this for so long, and he's been so good at it. And he had such a good year in the closer role last year with the White Sox.
He was not with the Cubs at the beginning of the year. Then he went to the White Sox and pitched
So with the Cubs, he was lights out as a closer. With the White Sox, he was a mess as a setup guy.
I've just been through this before with closers, the same controversy. It seems like it's a bigger deal outside the ballpark than inside. Like, this guy may actually need a break. A change in roles.
Right.
So he can find his stuff again, and then he's still your closer.
All right. We are live at the West Covina Sportsplex. The Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. If you go to the shopping center, you've gone too far. It's one driveway before that.
How do you know that?
We are broadcasting live all day long. It's presented by Jim Beam. Jim Beam, come as fans, leave as family. We're all leaving as a big family tonight after our 7-10 celebrity softball game. Team Mace versus Team Cappy. Come on out here. We're out here all day long. Mason and Ireland, 7-10 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friday, 7-10 All-Star Friday night, the city of West Covina, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Now, Mace.
Yes.
I just heard that you ordered some red chicks.
Oh, red chicks, yeah.
Of course, red chicks is here. Red chicks, hotter than you. You got the spicy.
I love the spicy.
You're going to get spicy?
Oh,
I want you to eat these spicy
nuggets. Love the red chicks.
The air.
Did you get anything?
Mild, man. It's hot outside.
Oh, come on,
Jorge,
man.
Jorge got mild, too.
That's soft. Jorge, isn't that soft?
Real soft.
Yeah. Real soft.
That's kind of smart. Yeah. Okay.
So Morales, why are you not playing? I thought about this
because I'm really fat at the moment.
Yeah,
that's
why?
Great question.
Seriously.
By the way, you know one of the Mason and Ireland, the nasty Mason and Ireland listeners, are ready with like Mace or Chris is fat. That's going to be a
story. Oh, I mean, I didn't suggest that. I didn't suggest
that. Just like
that.
You had nothing to do with the Reddit page.
I had nothing to do
with it. You're innocent.
Nothing to do with the sign that says Chris is fat.
Who made that? Did Juan make that little graphic for you that said Ban Morales?
No, believe me. I did.
You've been holding on to that for years.
I've had that sign ready, locked, and ready to go.
So, no, we needed to do, like, something for the PA and the play-by-play. So, Keyshawn, myself.
Yep.
You know, Key and I are a team.
Yes, you are.
And Amanda Brown, our boss,
is going to be out
giving us commentary from the sidelines and the bases and the dugouts and pressing the flesh.
And how will people, like Juan was asking, is there any
Why
way?
Why isn't Juan here?
It's not his jam. Why?
But Clinton's got, never mind.
Is there a
Clinton's
way?
Clinton's got a guy to stretch him out. I
mean, is there a way to follow the game if you're not at the game?
DeMarco, don't look at me that way. I can't laugh. At DeMarco Farr. At ESPN Los Angeles. I believe Twitter, YouTube. And
Facebook,
our other and Facebook
Twitch.
Will all be live. So you'll hear the play-by-play.
And you watch it?
You watch you guys, not us.
Oh, God. There's
Why, are you afraid to perform for a crowd? God.
There's going
to
be a moment.
There's a reason I'm out in right field, man.
Did you bring a mitt?
Oh, yeah. I
oiled it up.
He oiled it up?
Yeah, I oiled it up.
What kind of oil do you use for that? Is that like olive oil or avocado oil?
There we go.
Oh, that's a nice mitt.
Yeah.
Did you just buy that?
I did.
You gotta season that thing.
It's a softball mitt.
Yeah, yeah. He broke it in.
I broke it in.
Nice. I will pay. I think I'll pay a player just to hit to right field.
I hope there are no. Are there any left-handers in the lineup?
I don't know the answer.
Because I think softball people, I was listening, tend to pull.
Oh,
tend
no.
To pull the ball.
Oh,
is that
pull hitter.
The case?
Yeah, that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah, they tend to pull.
Coverage now, Mason and Ireland, continues for your Friday.
All right. Hey, thanks for being out here. We appreciate it. 710 All-Star Friday Night Live from the city of West Covina, Sportsplex Field of Dreams. And we're broadcasting all day live today. And by the way, John Ireland off today. Yeah. It is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
59 years old.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Happy birthday, bestie.
By the way, I can't unsee that video you sent me of him dancing.
Oh, him dancing is just priceless.
I can't unsee it.
Yeah,
it's stuck
priceless.
In there now.
What was the song again? It was Captain Tennille or something?
He was dancing to Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together.
I forget even why.
It had something to do with me, but I don't remember.
Was he messing around, or was that really him going at it?
No, I think that was him messing around.
It's because you
I hope so. I hope so, right.
I hope that's not how he done
it. It was because you wanted me to date for love.
Ah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to date. DeMarco, let's
date
tackle
for love.
Let's tackle this.
So, do you marry for money, or do you marry for love?
Like now?
Ireland suggests that Bergman marry for money.
Second marriage, not first marriage. Second marriage.
It's a second marriage.
I'm not getting married.
100%
right now.
With Ireland.
Yeah. No!
Thank you, DeMarco. Thank you.
This is marriage number two, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not happening, but yes, it would
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Marry for money?
100% with 100%. Ireland.
Seriously.
You married for love, didn't you?
Sure did.
And how'd that go?
Divorced.
Yeah, but why would you not want to fall in love again?
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
What do you have against love? You're anti-love. DeMarco, you're anti-love.
What's love got to do?
And there we go. Love will keep us together. Exactly. All right, so update on Zach Wilson, the quarterback for the New York Jets, who is reportedly dating his mom's best friend. Nice round of applause for Zach. Yeah, he appreciates that.
That's a heck of a get.
His mom has come out and said, please stop calling my friends. So apparently reporters have tracked down Zach Wilson's mom's friends and are pestering them for comments on this whole thing.
This is great. He's a legend.
It is just a legend. And honestly,
yes.
Seriously, I think it's made him a really big star.
It has. I don't think we talked about him at all last year, right?
Yeah.
This stuff. Yeah. So
his brand, he's got a brand.
If I'm him, I'd run with it.
His brand is keep him away from your mom.
Absolutely.
That's his brand.
As long as he plays well, this is genius.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
But there's no guarantee he's going to play well.
No.
Yeah.
DeMarco, do you have any tattoos?
I do have one tattoo.
You do?
It's a character. I don't know what it means.
Oh, did you do the Chinese character thing?
Yes.
Could say anything.
It could say anything.
Right. Did you look it up beforehand?
I've asked some friends.
What it says?
What it says.
Some Chinese friends?
And they always laugh before they tell me.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I think it means like conquer and defeat. And they go, ha-ha, go ahead and think that. I don't think it means that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it means that at all.
No, you think you got deked by the tattoo artist?
I took his word for it. I mean, I'm not even sure if it was the right character in the words. I thought it said conquer and defeat. It made sense in 1990.
Yeah. I've only got one. I got one for my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
But you want a second one, don't you?
I do want a second one.
What are you going to get?
I am
like a word or like a picture or something.
Well, here's the first one.
Okay, you got what do you call that?
That's the Om sign and Ganesh the elephant.
Okay, so yeah. Okay.
So I got that.
He's got a full fish on his arm and a microphone.
Yeah, like a fish, a microphone.
Yeah. Fish,
like
microphone.
The
I got
illustrated
turtles.
Man over there. Did you see Aaron Rodgers' new tattoo?
Weird, man, but it fits, right?
Isn't it spacey? It looks like something like the Illuminati's out there to get him
but
or something.
I wouldn't expect anything different from him. That's exactly what I thought a tattoo would look like on Aaron Rodgers.
Why? Who is Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you're closer to the league. Who is he?
You know, look, on the field, an out-and-out assassin.
Yes.
I mean, he is petty, he's mean, and he's good.
Yep.
I mean, he plays the game the way it's – like Brett Favre – I told Greg this. The most fun I ever had playing football was against Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
He made you feel like he was 12, but he was good. He was dynamic. He gave you a shot at the football just like his own guys. Aaron Rodgers has that same sort of arm, except he's trying to kill you. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
He's an absolute stone-cold assassin, but he's cerebral. So having that tat actually fits his brand.
It just he just so annoys me.
But he's good.
Yeah, I know. Every week on that Pat McAfee show, yeah. Stirring up crap about everything.
If he was your quarterback, you wouldn't mind because you're always in the game. He's that good.
Now, does that Bryce kid ever play?
No.
He never plays?
No.
Until
Aaron gets hurt or says
no, but do you think he can play? I've seen him just in short spurts. He looked awful.
I don't know how he can play. I don't know. I don't know how good he is.
Do you know how good Trey Lance is?
You know, I have an idea. I saw a few snaps of him a few games. I know he's got a cannon. I know he can run. If he puts it all together, they have a pretty good quarterback. Now, that's easier said than done.
Right.
There's been a lot of runner throwers in the NFL that kind of washed out. So I know he's got the talent. Let's see if they can supplement him and make him effective.
So I don't know if you saw this story about Jimmy Garoppolo that came out, but there was some talk that Tampa Bay was thinking about trading for Garoppolo to back up Tom Brady. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo backing up Tom Brady.
Wow.
But Rick Stroud, who covers the team in Tampa, said there's no chance because one of the coaches said if Jimmy could throw the deep ball, he would have two championships already.
Oh, 100%.
Really?
100%. You've seen those games against the Rams. The guy never threw beyond
He's just a dink and a dunk guy.
But he's pretty smart with the football.
He is.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
You know? He's a lot better.
Why do you think there's no market for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think he's better than the bottom third of the league. You know, he's not an easy out. He's not a guy that will throw it to you
a lot. Is he a top 20 quarterback?
You know, I think he's...
Probably not.
Where did you rate Alex Smith?
Alex Smith,
Where do you rate Kirk Cousins?
I rate Kirk Cousins a top 20 quarterback.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere similar. I mean...
15 to 20, I
he's
think,
not
for Kirk Cousins.
He's not going to keep you up at night.
Yeah.
If you don't play well, he can beat you.
Yeah.
If you play good football in front of him, you can beat
As a Rams fan, I'm not sure who I'm rooting for. I'm not sure if I'm rooting for Trey Lance and a rookie or a young guy getting in there
you want
or
the young
Jimmy,
guy. You
Jimmy
want the
G.
young guy. The young guy don't know what he don't know.
Building here?
Yeah, and all Garoppolo knows is beating the Rams. That's all he knows.
He does.
Yeah,
until the NFC Championship.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, we will spin the wheel of questions. Nobody knows what's going to come up on the wheel. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You know, Mace, I hate to jump in after jumped in. So you got a mouthful of red chicks.
Oh, man.
Is it hot?
It's spicy.
You want spicy, right?
I got medium spicy. I can't
medium
imagine what.
You got
spicy,
a little right here spices. On your lip. Brother.
Thank you.
Red
Thank
Chicks, you. Of course, is here. Red Chicks hotter than you. Corporate Greg's got it. And by the way, 15 Woo! Minutes away from Corporate Greg. Is that correct? 15
yep,
minutes?
15
going
minutes
into
away.
The dunk
into
tank.
Into the dunk tank.
We'll bring you live coverage. What?
It's my punishment.
Do we have a reporter? Yeah, it's
a punishment
for going on the
afternoon. Amanda's going to go out there and be the roving reporter. It's going to be great. Meanwhile, we have questions. Continues now.
I want you to answer the wheel of questions, too.
Okay.
Okay, here it is, because this will be interesting from you. If you asked a group of your friends to give you three adjectives to describe yourself, what adjectives would come up?
Me first?
Morales.
Confident, kind, and kind. No, funny. Confident, kind, and funny.
Funny, okay. Well, kind is not right, but...
Maybe not to you, but to my besties, like John and Sedano and Corporate Greg.
He's very nice to me.
Bergman, three adjectives.
Oh, I don't know. Loyal is definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing on the afternoon?
I don't know about that.
On the afternoon show, trashing us. Loyal?
No, I am. I'm extremely loyal. Kind.
Kind? Yeah, I would say you're
kind. Yeah, I am kind. And I don't know. What do you think? You got
something? Lazy?
Friends? Yeah. Hard working.
Hard work. Okay,
can't
we'll
say
give you hard working.
I'm
give you hard working.
He's
Marco?
Loyal, definitely.
Yeah.
To my homies. Confident, snarky. Throw that
snarky.
In.
Snarky. Yeah, snarky's I like that. A good one.
Because snarky's I can't say one. The other word that starts with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for me, crazy,
yeah,
moody, and angry.
Angry.
Yeah, I get worked
angry.
Up really
what are you
fast.
Angry about?
I get worked
that's
up really
moody.
Fast.
That's the same as moody.
Oh, same as moody? Yeah, all right, yeah. Kind. I'll throw in kind.
Sure. You are kind. What
Jorge? I'm kind.
Jorge?
Jorge?
Helpful, kind, and talented.
Oh.
Talented. Oh, yeah, there you go. Good
Ed, Jorge, I will second talented. You obviously too. Knocked yeah. it out of the park on the Mandy Award, so I'm with you 100%.
Oh, thank you, Mace.
All right.
What did you do for Ireland?
What
were the
three
adjectives for
Ireland? Oh, three adjectives for Ireland. Enthusiastic.
No doubt.
Yes.
Smart.
What's that?
Smart.
Smart, yes.
Very smart.
And moody.
Yeah, and moody. I was going to say, you had to throw moody
really?
In there. 100%.
Oh, yeah. I know. You wouldn't believe it.
It's his birthday.
He shows up the same every day and delivers the same performance on the air.
Yeah.
Can be moody.
Okay.
Can be a little moody.
When he snapped on Travis, that show.
Oh,
I never
yeah,
saw
when
that.
He snapped. What about Star-Driven Town, yeah. Star-Driven Town,
I that never whole thing? Star-F-Driven Town.
Star-F-Driven Town, exactly. It's a great John Ireland moment. All right. So Tom Brady has come out and has talked about.
Oh, he's great.
One of the difficult things he's dealing with as a parent. And it is that he has a lot of money and he's afraid his kids are going to be spoiled. Like, for example, they were in, I don't know, the Amalfi Coast or somewhere in Italy. And they got on a private jet. He was on his yacht, got on a private jet, flew to Rome to see Minions Rise of the Gru, then flew back to go to the ship, and this is what his kids are living in. Now, I don't know
wow.
your career earnings or anything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that, but you've done well in life.
I'm not flying to Italy to see Minions.
Right.
No. Wait. Yeah.
But do you find it difficult, and do you understand why Tom Brady finds it difficult to raise kids when you got a lot of money?
In that world, absolutely. How do I do this politely? Because some of these people are still living. Some of the richest guys.
Yep.
Their kids were a mess.
Yep.
You know, you can tell. I mean, they had everything. They had every advantage, and dad wasn't home because he was off doing football stuff. So
yeah.
They turn out weird. I get that from Tom Brady.
Yep.
You're growing up inside the NFL bubble. It's strange as a kid.
What's weird is there's an NFL bubble, and then there's a Tom Brady bubble, which
right.
is even smaller.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You grow up with that behind you. Your dad is Brady. Jordan's kids went through it. Everybody's kids
yeah.
well, that are famous, they go through that. So that makes sense, but there's nothing you can do about it. You can't kick
you don't,
them
like,
out of the
give an allowance and lock up the amount of money that the kids can get in any one time?
No, I mean, look, I think the best you can do is do what LeBron is doing. You help them along in their career.
Right.
You help them tread on your name and at least make you proud or not embarrass you at some point. But when you grow up and see your dad being just worshipped, it kind of warps your
so,
whole thought process.
So this is a massive generalization, but I think that the more money you have, the less motivated you are. Do you believe
as
that?
As a kid?
As a kid.
Fair.
Like, you know you're gonna get a trust fund at the end of the day, so how hard should you really work?
True.
Johnny Manziel was an example of a guy.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel came from a lot of money, oil money.
Yeah, yeah.
Never panned out in the NFL.
Right.
Do you think him being rich had anything to do with that?
His dad even said that. His dad
really?
Came out and said, like, he's got a drinking problem or he's flying a burning airplane.
That's true.
His dad was very, very honest about, you know, how Johnny Manziel grew. I said this a long time ago, and everybody beat me up for it.
Okay.
When he was at Oklahoma, I said, if you give that kid the Heisman Trophy as a freshman, you'll ruin him. You're going to make him an on-campus celebrity. Now it's different with NIL. You're rich anyway. But
yeah, everybody's rich, yeah.
It's different. But back then, you're going to make that kid an on-campus celebrity. That is never going to work. He's never, ever going to take class serious again.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
He's already famous. He's already making money.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point of working hard?
So you think NIL is going to rob kids of motivation?
You know, I think it's going to change the sport.
In other words, if I'm a quarterback at the collegiate level and I get $1 million in NIL.
Yeah.
$1 million goes a long effing way.
It does, but so does $25 million. If I play my cards right, 3 years from now I'll turn pro and make even more money. So,
yeah.
It's going to change it, though. I was a big fan of, even if it's a myth, of the student athlete. I think you're really burning away the first part of that. You're just making this what it really is.
Yeah, but I mean, when you were in college, you'd like to get paid, right? You were on a national championship team. You would like to get NIL money.
But I still think there has to be an academic side of college football. But that's starting to erode now.
I don't think there needs to be an academic side to football.
Well, I mean, look, not everybody makes the pros.
Right, but I don't think, look, a college degree is not necessarily for everybody, right? It's not. There are other ways to go through life. And a lot of athletes go for a year in the NBA or go for 3 years in the NFL or go right out of high school if you're a Major League Baseball player or you play baseball. You know, to me, that's part of it.
True. And everyone I know that majored in something, half of them aren't in their majors. They're doing something opposite of what they trained to do. But at least 90% of the people I know that did graduate that have that sense of completion at least are doing well at this time of their life.
Right.
The ones that didn't, it's been tough.
Basketball is the one that's just totally fake. You go for 1 year. At least they're
obvious about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're there for one semester. Yeah. They don't even take the second semester.
So, Matt, I think that's a good example. I think that's where college football is headed. The college football version of what you see in college basketball.
Yeah.
It's all about the business aspect of it, which is what it's always been. It's just becoming more obvious.
All right, so we are live today, and I love doing the shows.
And I'm not
live.
Sure about SC to Big Ten. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure about SC.
What do you mean? What about it?
Competing in the Big Ten.
Why?
That's weird.
Why?
The travel schedule is going to be insane.
Yeah, but you know, for $100 million, they're going to have the most tricked out private jet in the world to fly to State College or to fly to Madison.
I got you. That's still, you're traveling halfway across the country for.
But you got to play with the big boys
game.
Or you're going to be irrelevant.
But usually in college football, it's kind of regional. You know, the travel is kind of controlled. Now, I mean, you're basically
flying cross country. You're an NFL team.
You're a professional football team.
Yes.
You're traveling to a different time
zone.
They're
being paid. They're flying long distances. Yeah. It is professional football.
That's what I mean. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
It's just the juniors now.
All right. I was just saying.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I love doing the show live. From out at Bergman. I mean, we always have so much fun doing this. So if you are out in this neighborhood, the West Covina Sportsplex, Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue, you are invited. And we're doing our show live. And then Sedano and Cappy, I think with Clinton. Yeah, oh, yeah, Clinton. How serious is that guy?
That's supposed to be Ivan Roth of 17.
Oh, my God.
Is there a beef
so
already? Is this
serious.
The next beef for you?
What's that? Clinton?
You versus Clinton?
Well, I mean, come on. He's taking this way too seriously.
he's not taking it seriously.
Oh, come on. I think he's wearing metal cleats.
Wow.
He's serious. He's going to spike somebody.
He's going to spike somebody. He's going to slide in a second with his foot up.
Going Tyco.
So come on out here. The Wiffle Ball Bash happens at 6, and then the 7-10 Celebrity Softball Game, Team Mace versus Team Cappy, comes up at 7 o'clock. You can follow it all live if you can't be here on social media at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on YouTube. I think I got all that right.
You did.
And today's broadcast brought to you by Hornitos Tequila. For shot takers on the field and off, Hornitos Tequila is a shot worth taking. Coming up next, what Chris Mad Dog Russo,
oh,
who
boy.
Is awesome. He always looks like he's on the verge of his head exploding.
I know DiCaprio.
Talking about Russell Westbrook and the Lakers. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, I can't wait.